What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys what's wrong with the world today. Well, what would your answers be if someone asked you this question? Gather a group of random strangers and you're likely to hear all manner of responses. From crime, poverty, unemployment, depression, oppression, recession, to terrorism, gangsterism, drugs, debauchery, pollution, global warming, and decimation of our scarce natural resources. You could probably think of more than a handful of your own, if you chose to think that way, that is. But is it all doom and gloom? Is humankind destined to destruction and demise by depravity, disaster and disease? Is our society being overrun with crime? Can we truly say that now is the worst time in human history? Do we all just give up and give in to a mediocre existence? Shall we simply accept things as they are, as a lot? Is a pessimistic attitude really the best we can do? Well, absolutely not. Of course there's still a lot wrong with the world. Of course the world could still be a much better place. Of course you'll still hear far more negative news than good. It's easy to portray the world as being worse than ever, simply because we know much more now than we ever did before. One prime example is that public perception of crime rates is at odds with reality. With facts and statistics, it's all just far more advertised and sensationalized now, so we instinctively believe it's worse than ever. So why do we always assume everything is getting worse? In reality, bad things have always been happening, and often on a far worse scale. You just never heard about them as much. In the past, we typically only saw news and advertisements in newspapers and on TV, where they had limited time and space to select what they chose to broadcast, promote, or publicize. Nowadays, with the internet, there is no limit to how much information we can access. It is no longer pre-selected for us. Well, previously, we were in the dark about what was going on in other parts of the world. Now, anybody with a mobile phone on any corner of the planet can upload a video for us to see in seconds. We can see it all and take everything in, the good, the bad, the ugly, all day, every day. There's simply just no limit to the amount of data out there, whereas in the time before the internet and social media era, there was. Unfortunately, to compound this, the bad things are the ones that always get into the forefront, and this is by design. And despite all of this fear and scare, it is definitely not all doom and gloom. Because, contrary to popular misconception, and according to numerous reliable resources in the world, statistically and factually speaking, has never been in better shape. Let's take a look, since visuals always paint a better picture. There is this chart of numbers of deaths from war. It has just been decreasing and decreasing from 1947, which is, if I remember correctly, those are the years of World War II when it was ending, right? And in 2006, it is just a little bit. So deaths from wars are at the lowest point in human history. There's also a lot more charts about average years of education just going up and up. U.S. violent crime rates, 1973 to 2010, going down. Living in absolute poverty, going very, very low as well. In other words, life for almost all people on this planet has never been in better shape. Right now, we're actually living in the safest and most prosperous time in all of human history. And to quote Peter Diamond, this entrepreneur and New York Times best-selling author, we truly are living in the most exciting time to be alive. It is foolish and deluded to think any differently. Yes, we still have great problems that need to be solved. Pollution, addressing the climate, growing wage gaps, etc. But overall, there is no better era to be alive. Living in fear negatively affects your attitudes, and beliefs, which has a direct effect on your productivity and performance. That is why it is so critically necessary to have a positive outlook of the world. It is critical for your own productivity, for your own success. Why is it so important? Because to be successful, you need to be productive. You need to get stuff done. Procrastination is a thief of time, and fear is its fire. Here's a quick honesty quiz to get you thinking, and more importantly, acting. Have you ever noticed how difficult it is to make a decision when you're fearfully indecisive? Found it easier to procrastinate and put things off to avoid the fear of failure? Beating yourself up because you know you could or should be doing more? Realize how little you actually accomplish when you doubt yourself? Felt that mediocrity and complacency are okay as long as you're okay? I'm sure we all have at one stage or another, but what separates achievers from the mainstream is that they actually commit to productivity, to success, despite their fears.
And to banish all your doubts and fears for good, you need to be informed and properly informed. If you believe everything in the world is negative, then it's impossible for you to become the most productive and best version of yourself. This poses the question once again. Why do so many people think the world is worse now than it was? Having more information at fingertips is a double-edged sword. We live in a world of easy access to information and know more than ever before. We also live in a world of misinformation. Misinformation, which is generally designed to manipulate us to think a certain way. You may have been fooled before without even knowing about it. Ever heard of clickbait? Of course you have. These are designed to spark fear and negative emotions in you, but generally have no or greatly exaggerated factual basis behind them. Let's understand why clickbait exists. It's the result of a perfect storm of the state that media is in due to having to compete for your attention with the likes of Instagram, Facebook. Usually organizations or legacy businesses or really anyone trying to push a false narrative to spread misinformation to protect themselves. People trying to manipulate the stock market for their own financial gain. One specific example we can look at is the energy and automotive company Tesla. By all measures, Tesla is an extraordinary success story. They pretty much single-handedly pushed the electric vehicle and battery revolution. They're one of the top 10 fastest growing brands. They announced and are launching their full self-driving computer, a first in all automakers. They grew the workforce by 5,700% since the last recession, more than any other Silicon Valley company. Their sales are on an exponential growth chart. Yet, if you follow Tesla in the news, you won't see any of this. You only hear about how the company is on the verge of bankruptcy. The cars always break down, the CEO is a nut, or something along those lines. Why is that? It's a combination of all three of our factors above working into play. Tesla is a disruptor and seen as a threat to many legacy automakers and oil and gas companies. It's well known and documented that oil and gas companies like ExxonMobil have been publishing false narratives about climate change, electric cars, or anything seen as a threat to the bottom line. Tesla is the most shorted stock on the New York Stock Exchange. In case you don't know what that means, here's a quick summary from Hamid Sojay. Crazy as it seems, it is perfectly legal to sell a stock you don't own. This is called shorting a stock. Then spread crazy, unsubstantiated rumors about the company being on the verge of bankruptcy. Then when investors panic and sell the stock, you cover your short position by purchasing the stock again at a lower price what you had sold it for. In summary, 1. You sell a stock you don't own, shorting. 2. You spread misinformation about the stock to lowest price. 3. You purchase back the stock at a lower price. You can imagine, with Tesla being the most shorted stock on the market, there's a lot of nonsense flying around out there. This plays into point 3 above. Unfortunately, because we know the media chases these negative stories as is what gets them clicks, these all they tend to publish. Anything with Tesla and Elon Musk is big draws to getting people to click on links as well. Now, I closely follow Tesla, so I know the details. However, if all you saw was the clickbait-style headlines, the version of Tesla you see in the news is radically different from the state the company is actually in. This is just one in-depth explanation, but I wanted to clearly illustrate how you can be played by the news and the people purposely manipulating it. Another example is plane crashes. Anytime a plane crashes anywhere, you probably hear about it on the news or online. Yet you won't hear a peep about over 3,000 people that die in car crashes these days. 1.25 million per year average, a number that is enormously larger than overall deaths due to plane crashes. Almost nobody fears driving in their car, but so many people have a fear of flying, even though the statistics show that in reality, if you fear a crash, you should be far more terrified of driving. Let's look at one last example, which has been one of the news' favorite pieces over the past decade. This would be terrorism and immigration and how scary they are. The coverage of this can make you sound like terrorists or lurking around the corner, but let's illustrate how ridiculous this is. You're statistically more likely to die from being struck by lightning, having furniture fall on you, or falling from a ladder while putting up Christmas lights, and this isn't even counting things like obesity and heart disease. But more people fear terrorists than what they put into their body and the consequences of that. Through the constant bombardment of these clickbait-style headlines, it's easy to get us to become misinformed and afraid of things, even when it makes no logical sense to be afraid. That is why it is vital to protect yourself against this external barrage, and there
Do your own fact-checking on anything that is important or relevant to your life and goals. If you want more information about this, check out my clickbait episode. And why does this all matter? Because if you believe the world is all doom and gloom, you will never perform at your best. Try the following to help propel you above all the noise of the world. Your fact-check action plan, aka how to stay informed, not misinformed. When you read a headline is factual or are you getting played by someone, as we saw, if a headline sparks a negative emotion in you right away, there's a good chance something is amiss. Here's a five-step guide you can follow to find out. 1. Decide whether the information you're presented with is credible and believable. Does someone stand to financially or personally gain from making you believe or be afraid of it? Discard anything that is not important to you or does not negatively impact your life. Clickbait headlines are designed to grab your attention even if you don't care about the subject. It is not important to you. Don't let them succeed. Do as much cross-references as you can by searching for similar news items or subjects. Anybody can write anything on the internet, so one article doesn't mean anything. You find 5 to 10 solid references on the subject, and that's more likely to be truthful. Delve deep. To uncover as much truth about matters that you care about actually have an effect on your life and goals. 5. Discuss these topics with people in the know, or join forums or chat groups with authority in these areas. One of the best sources to check fake news, conspiracy theories, urban legends, and scams is worldweb.snopes.com, where they make it their mission to uncover the truth. Most important, make it your mission to uncover the truth about anything at all that impacts or is relevant to your life. Now, on to the good stuff. Juxtapose, or just suppose, the transition, the new you. In other words, imagine, just imagine for a moment. You overcame all the imperfections in the world, you became immune to the destructive nature of misinformation, you made decisions based on fact and reliable research information, you became super confident, optimistic, and enthusiastic about life. You decide right now in this instance to flick that switch, to light that fire in you, and commit to a life of positive productivity. You suddenly felt the rush of feel-good endorphins and the wave of positive emotions as you imagine yourself right now where you would be in your ideal world. It's no dream. You were born and gifted with everything you need to make a massive success of your life. It's really all up to you to commit being ever productive. Because let's face it, we can make the world a better place overnight, but we can make it better one individual at a time. And each of these better individuals becomes a shining positive example to others, an inspiration. We create a wave, we create a movement, and we make the world a better place. So in closing, what do you think Charles Dickens meant way back in 1859 when he said in A Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times? I think he meant it was the best of times for those who chose where to be. And when you choose to be ever productive, my podcast is waiting for you. So in episode, we'll say thank you, hit the like, subscribe, and share button, and I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.